You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mac Bizzo Radio. It's the 2015 fantasy football season. We're going to talk about three things on this podcast. We're going to talk about team by team, offensive position by position. We're going to talk team by team, player by player, my strength of schedule rating. Okay. So you're going to get a stoplight color, red, yellow, green for every player. Well, your QB1, RB1, RB2, right? WR1, 2, and 3, tight end 1s and 2. Okay, so we're going to cover those guys. Stoplight ranking for all of them. We're going to cover ADP over the last 30 days. We're going to talk about I think most people now play approximately a 12-team PPR with one flex position. I think that format is fairly fair to say. And we're going to talk about a fabulous article in the DraftKings.com playbook. I believe it is by Ethan Haskell. And it recaps data from the 2014 season. Oh my gosh, that's what we're going to talk about. Team by team, offensive player by player, okay? ADP over the last 30 days, DraftKings.com playbook here today on Mac Bizzo Radio. You can find Mac Bizzo Radio just about any social network at Mac Bizzo, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, etc., Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, subscribe, all that whoop whoop stuff. All right, so let's get into it. Team number one, I'm just going to go in alphabetical order. Maybe that's easy so you can scan to and from the podcast if you want to reference this material before your drafts this season. Arizona Cardinals. QB1, Carson Palmer. On a ranking, 1 being easiest, 32 being the hardest. Probably about a 24.33, okay? Somewhere in there. It just depends on what particular SOS maybe you're looking at. Well, why this is better? This is a consensus ranking of several ERC rankings, expert consensus rankings combined, plus weighed between my top three, plays like Fantasy-O-Matic, stuff like that. So I weigh these averages out to give a unique algorithm. Carson Palmer, try not to draft him. Andre Ellington, a 22 overall for me in his strength of schedule. Again, I'm going to say this a few times until we get through the teams and I'll stop. But one being best, 32 being the worst. So Carson Palmer, Andre Ellington, David Johnson in the RB2, all the way into the RB1 rating, ranking positions. Mine is red for those players. Probably you're not going to see me get these guys. Not going to see Mac B draft Carson Palmer, Andre Ellington. Will they create fantasy production? Yes. But especially at this point in the season, no. Any of my red guys, red light guys, I don't draft them. Green light guys, I focus on that. Okay, but I try not to overstack. Jermaine Gresham coming into the mix there in Arizona Cardinals, I'm just not excited about that. What I am excited about is the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan, I have his QBSOS ranking at a 6, okay? We're not really sure about the running back situation there. Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, are the let's, no. I don't want to get involved in the run game. You know what I like? If you snag up Julio Jones, it is going to be so easy for you to later draft, much later, when we'll talk about this in the ADP over the last 30 days coming up, easier to draft Matt Ryan and possibly even Roddy White a little bit later. Harry Douglas is gone. Devin Hester isn't even being drafted right now. All those guys that I just talked about, green light SOS rankings. So we're talking a 6 for Matt Ryan, 5.33 for whoever gets to run the ball there. Julio Jones, Roddy White, and the whole wide receiver core crew coming in at a 6. Again, 1 being best, 32 being the worst. So green light. My green light breakdown is 13-1. So all the rankings that are 1 to 13, I green light those guys. 19 to 32, I red light those guys, okay? I might even share my Google spreadsheet with you folks if you're really, really nice. All right, so let's move on. Oh, tight end position in Atlanta Falcons, I'm just not interested. I won't draft that stuff. Baltimore Ravens, the whole team is in a red light district, and I don't mean Amsterdam. Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco, a 28.33, Justin Forsett, 19, but we are talking PPR, you know. Again, has training camps haven't even happened, right? Am I right? Okay. That's why I usually don't even start till about August. But it was awesome to put all this together. Okay, so Steve Smith... Oh, my God. No. Okay, Justin Forsett, we'll talk about that in the ADP stuff coming up. Steve Smith, we'll talk about that. The rest of these guys, no, just don't, okay? Let's move on to the Buffalo Bills. If it's EJ Manuel, my ranking for him is 18.66. So this is in the yellow light, you know, ranking caution. You might not want it. There's going to be better options. It's going to be easy to get these guys. LeSean McCoy, my ranking for him, 16.33. Again, that's pretty much right in the middle between 1 and 32, you know. So about Sammy Watkins in that same range. Fred Jackson, Robert Woods, Percy Harvin, who knows. Probably not really getting drafted, Charles Clay. An inconsistent, you know, if the Fantasy-O-Matic rankings come up for him to be in a green light touchdown opportunity and his salary is low this season, yeah, I might be comfortable with that. Okay, let's move on to the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton, my ranking for him, 4.66. just like Jonathan Stewart, okay. You wonder why people are drafting him where he is. I'm trying not to draft him, to be honest. I really am. I would much rather draft Cam Newton if there's going to be that easy of a run situation for anyone in the Carolina Panthers. We're going to see Cam stack some yards. Jonathan Stewart, yeah, I mean, if like I see him drop into the fifth or sixth round, if he's hanging, if he's still on the board in round 5, 6, 7, and you've already got two RBs, sure, cool. Calvin Benjamin, 6.33. So, I mean, this Calvin Benjamin and Cam Newton, it looks like there could be a really good season potential here. Jarrett Boykin and Devin did this other guy. No. Greg Olson, Ed Dixon, not really excited about that. Again, because if it's that easy, it's going to be that easy for Cam to run. And the run game is going to be that easy. And the passing game is going to, like, they're going to have the tight ends block, right? Taking a break. We'll be right back on Mac Bezzo Radio. 60-second timeout. Word from our sponsors. Ooh.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, we just left off talking about the Carolina Panthers. On today's show, we are discussing strength of schedule with your main offensive positions, okay? We're talking about ADP over the last 30 days, okay? And we're going to talk about some amazing DraftKings research published on a blog by Ethan Haskell in the DraftKings.com playbook. Okay, moving along to the Chicago Bears. Jay Cutler, 19, okay? Last time I'll do a little recap. 1 being good, 32 being bad, okay? Jay Cutler at 19, that's a red light situation. Matt Forte, 28.66. Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White, 17.66. So I've got them in this yellow light range. Same with the tight end position, Martellus Bennett there. You know what I really, really, really like? And nobody, maybe at the very end, some people are drafting him. He's starting to get a little bit of waiver wire trending buzz. Okay. Eddie Royal. What does Eddie Royal normally do for your fantasy league? He gives you that power week, maybe 2 good weeks, and then like nothing, right? Things could be different in Chicago. Stay tuned to Mac Bizzo Radio through the preseason. We'll track this and figure it out here. Let's move along. I've got 2 more red light teams, Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. I'm just going to hit all these guys super fast because even the tight end position in the Cleveland Browns, I'm not excited about any of those guys. Bengals sent away Jermaine Gresham. Not that there was a massive amount of production there anymore. It might be interesting in Arizona, but just, no. So the Bengals, the Browns, tight end positions, no. Let's talk about everybody else. Everybody else is in the red light ranking. Pretty hardcore numbers here. Andy Dalton coming in at 29.33. Jeremy Hill coming in at 32, along with Giovanni Bernard. That's their running back schedule difficulty. A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, those guys coming in at 20.66 on a difficulty rating, okay? Cleveland Browns, whoever's the quarterback, okay? Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson there, that's all just tough stuff. Dwayne Bowe, Andrew Hawkins, okay? He was a little PPR sneaky guy last season for a little bit. My joke last year, and every year he was on Kansas City, I'm so over Dwayne Bowe. Okay, so you get the point there. Duke Johnson, it's already been talked about where he's not really thinking primary role there. Terrence West, we'll talk about a little bit of the late round drafting ADP stuff over the last 30 days. At least at this point in the season, you know, it's a crazy committee over there. Red light stuff for the Bengals and the Browns. So that doesn't mean A.J. Green becomes a 10th round pick, okay? That just means that, like, man, okay, tougher year, greater potential for injury, okay, is really, you know, risk versus reward. You know, if you're going to your job, and at that job your day is easy and you have a lot to do, you get a lot done because your day was easy. If you have a lot to do and your day is super hard, guess what? You're like, man, I had all this stuff to do, but my day was super hard at the job. I didn't really get it accomplished, okay? Moving along to the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo. My ranking for him is 10.66, okay? The run game coming in pretty much at the middle, 15. That's the yellow light range there. Joseph Randle, Derek McFadden. You know what's kind of sneaky, and transaction trends are catching on to this. If you've already drafted a team and there's someone on your bench that you don't like, I'm not saying start Chris Johnson, but throw him on the bench, okay? If you pick him up off of the waivers, and I'm not a Cowboys fan anyway, but if they do something stupid like put this guy in as a starter and he breaks, you know, the Cowboys did old school double team blocking last year to get all those crazy yards that Murray racked up. Okay, so if they do something like that and he does get the hole, I mean, you're either going to have a crazy amount of trade value if you don't trust him, or if you actually trust to start him because, you know, production is 3 weeks plus consistent, you'd be like, wow. Enough time on that, okay? I don't think it's CJ 2.15K or something this year. I'm just, you know, undrafted guy. Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, 20. Can he deal with that schedule? Yes. Peyton Manning is obviously the kind of football player who can deal with a strength of schedule, rating it slightly harder than average and be extremely successful. Okay, we'll talk about where he's going in ADP. And, you know, obviously a little bit older, there's some injury risk there. CJ Anderson being drafted in the range right now, which he is being drafted, very appropriate. My SOS ranking for the RB situation in Denver is 13.66 on the season, so slightly easier than average. However, for the wide receivers, which we know these guys are phenomenal, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, they can obviously overcome a difficult day at work, so to speak, right? But my ranking for their season outlook is 28.66, okay? So that's still in the red light range. I think guys like Owen Daniels are probably being brought in to block. You know, 13 is my ranking for their tight end situation at the Broncos, so that is a green light. But I just can't see me getting super excited about those guys. So moving along to the Detroit Lions, the whole team except for the tight end position is a green light. Matthew Stafford coming in at 10.33, being drafted pretty late so far this season. Joik Bell probably on the way out, not a trustworthy RB1. Gambling on Amir Abdullah later in your draft, maybe not a bad idea. Snagging up Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate on the same team, I think if you don't have Matt Stafford as your QB, awesome idea, okay? Corey Fuller will sit on the waiver wire, maybe once in a while be a snag or grab if somebody gets hurt. Drafting this early, no, because even if you draft and you're like, man, I drafted the wrong guy, you know, there'll be better options at this point. Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers obviously is the kind of player who can overcome a 26 difficulty ranking at work and be radically successful. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb can overcome a 30 rating difficulty. Okay. Eddie Lacy can overcome a 24.33 difficulty ranking. And so they can all be successful at work. A little bit harder schedule. While their tight end position is green, Richard Rodgers and Andrew Corliss, okay, who are these guys? But they're coming in at a 4.33 ranking. Crazy. That's crazy. It might just be a situation where those guys have a little bit easier day at work and they can pop off and make a 90-degree cut left to the far end of the end zone and nobody's there. And Aaron Rodgers is like, poop, here you go. And it's another touchdown. Moving on to the Houston Texans. Brian Hoyer. Oh my gosh. That 15.66. Let's move on. Arian Foster and Alfred Blue. Arian Foster is an easy guy to handcuff with Alfred Blue. Okay, there's not a lot of discussion about the third running back or who's doing what. They'll run Foster. Foster, you know, will get some hamstring issues during the season. Alfred Blue will come in. Super easy to manage in your draft. We'll talk about where we can get him in the ADP stuff coming up. Okay, so 3.33 ranking. That's super easy run game for the Texans. Now, comparatively to a bad quarterback, DeAndre Hopkins, Cecil Shorts, and whoever else, even with Garrett Graham and Ferowitz in a, you know, green light tight end, Hopkins and Shorts are up against a 19.33 ranking. So that's in the red light zone there. So obviously the run game probably, yeah, I mean, doesn't Houston do that anyway? All right, let's move on. Let's talk about a team that I'm super excited about their offense, and I am investing in their offense in the teams that I'm drafting this season. That is the Indianapolis Colts. If you know we're going along in alphabetical order, you probably knew what team was coming up. All right, so check it out. Andrew Luck, 12.33. Frank Gore, ranking of 8. T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson, and Dante Moncrief, 5.66 ranking. Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener. Now, we'll talk about in the ADP coming up how they're kind of swapping right now. They're trending, you know, one way right now. And anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. But a 28 difficulty ranking for there. So I have the tight end position in a red light. But if all the other guys are going to have an easier day at work, doesn't it make sense? They just might have some blocking going on. So then get the ball too. T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson, Dante Moncrief. Any back that goes in to the Colts system, oh my gosh, scores touchdowns. It's ridiculous. Now, what would happen if all of a sudden this offensive coordinators decide to throw balls and toss them to Frank Gore? I mean, he's good at pass blocking too. This could be a crazy situation. That dude could get a lot of touchdowns. We'll talk about where he's going in ADP and why I don't mind. I'm not going to take him first overall with the first pick in the draft, but I don't mind, you know, taking him a little earlier where he's going. Moving on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. 10.66 for Blake Bortles. TJ Yeldon coming in at a 9 ranking. Backed up by Dernard Robinson. Then you've got Allen Robertson, Marquise Lee, and Allen Hurns with a 12 ranking. Those are all green light situations, but this is Jacksonville. Red light situations for Julius Thomas and Mercedes Lewis. So 26.66 is that red light ranking there for those two guys. So I'm not terribly... Now, Julius Thomas is a beast, but this ain't Peyton Manning getting the ball to him, okay? And it's the Jags. TJ Yeldon, he's supposed to be the guy. I think where he's getting drafted is reasonably appropriate. He's pretty easy to handcuff, you know. There's not that third or fourth crazy guy, you know. Let's move along. We're moving along to the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, so let's talk about them. Alex Smith doesn't really throw the ball terribly far. You can't get excited about Jeremy Maclin. You could care less about the WR2 and 3. Travis Kelce, in my opinion, okay, this is a red light ranking for this position, for this team on the season, at 25. I think he's getting drafted a little early. If you draft Jamaal Charles and you don't draft Nile Davis, oh my gosh, you should probably, you know, draft Nile Davis, okay? I'm just, 20.33 difficulty ranking for the Kansas City run game. Alex Smith is in the yellow light range, so I'm not terribly excited. I'm certainly not. If I have first pick in the draft, I'm not going to take Jamaal Charles. Moving on to the Miami Dolphins. Okay, for the whole team, I've got, you know, basically a yellow light ranking for them. But what is interesting, Ryan Tannehill's ranking for his position is only at a 9. Okay, we've got Lamar Miller, 22.66. That's a red light. So Jarvis Landry coming in at 14 with Kenny Stills and Devontae Parker. That's like a 14. Jordan Cameron, though, coming in at the 12.66. So maybe if it's a little bit easier to get the ball to the tight end, Ryan Tannehill could be doing that this season. We don't really know. We got to watch some of the preseason games and learn, you know. But if you're drafting now and you want to know what's been going on the last 30 days, I'm telling you, this is the stuff right here. I'm so excited about the football season. Moving on to the Vikings. Number one, got to talk about Adrian Peterson. Season ranking difficulty for his position on that team, 21.66. Now, he is obviously the kind of player that can overcome difficult situations on the job, okay? And if it's going to be really hard for Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, Cordell Patterson, 22.66, okay? Kind of difficult for Teddy Bridgewater. He's in the yellow light zone at 15. Kyle Rudolph at a 7, though. So, I mean, he's never really been that fantasy guy. And it always appears preseason that he's in this awesome situation. But it just never really happens. So I'm, you know, last result, ultra big league, like 20-person league with deep rosters. I'm looking at Kyle Rudolph, you know, something like that. Teddy Bridgewater, Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, I'm just not excited about that. New England Patriots look pretty good. I'm going to tell you something that not a lot of people are catching on to. Several years ago, we used to call Scott Chandler the poor man's Rob Gronkowski. Wait a minute. Scott Chandler's on the Patriots playing on the field with Rob Gronkowski in a green light rank of 11 for the difficulty for the season. Tom Brady at 10.33. Everybody else in a yellow light range with some funky running backs like Blount, Brandon Bolden. Then, I mean, Danny ain't got no elbow is always hurt. Brandon LaFell's hurt now. Julian, guess what? They're going to go back to this old school, like, Gronk Hernandez kind of look, maybe? If you draft Gronkowski, you better get Chandler. I'm just saying, because if that guy starts catching balls, these are both big dudes about, you know, Gronk's probably made a little bit bigger, but it was interesting how even several years ago we called this guy like a poor man's Gronk, and he used to sneak some touchdowns in for the Bills, you know, but in New England now, the way they like to run the two tight end game there, oh my gosh. What's even more exciting actually is the Saints, Drew Brees, 11.33, okay? I don't think Mark Ingram's going to be the guy. Every year people get excited about the guy. He's not really the guy. But you got C.J. Spiller there. But he always be getting hurt. But he is that, like, big yard, big play, break potential thing. Okay? So they still got Pierre Thomas and Kyrie Robinson. These guys aren't even really getting drafted, you know. So Mark Ingram, even in a green light situation, I have not drafted him for any team so far yet this year. Or even in any mock drafts. Okay, C.J. Spiller, yeah, absolutely. You know who's even better is Brandon Cooks coming in at a 5 ranking along with Colston Nicktoon. Okay, Josh Hill and Benjamin Watson, 11.33. It's a green light fantasy feast for the Saints this year, even without Jimmy Graham. Taking a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about the Giants.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
How can you not be excited about the 2015 fantasy football season? This is so cool. I just want to throw out there, right before we talk about the Giants, I want to throw out there, NFL Utility Challenge. This is like, what, the fifth year? Email MacBizzo, MacBizzo at yahoo.com. Get your invite. Get involved. Oh, my God. It's freaking awesome. I'm drafting all the brackets, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond. We're drafting all day Monday, August the 3rd. Okay. Leagues will draft as filled. We're scheduled about a 3-hour interval in between every league. I think we're set up at 11 a.m. for the bronze. You want to play? It's actually free. Email MacBizzo at yahoo.com. Could you believe the entire Giants team, the New York Giants team, all in a green light ranking? We've been through this, and the Giants sucked still. I personally am not a big Eli Manning fan, but he's coming in at a 6.33. Compared to where we're going to talk about, you're going to get him at the ADP. Oh my gosh, it's probably going to be okay. Especially if you're drafting. I mean, all these guys except Odell Beckham Jr., there's almost like past the 10th round where you can snag him up. I mean, Rashad Jennings and Shane Vereen's run game, 13.33 ranking. The pass game coming in with the ease of schedule at 5 ranking. Again, 1 being the best, 32 being the worst. Could it be true for the Giants fans? Larry Donnell and Daniel Fells, 12.33. Just the whole team. That's crazy. Lit up green. Man. Late round values? Probably. I'm a little nervous about trusting Victor Cruz, but what I know for myself, when it comes to the late rounds in your draft, there's one deciding factor if you can gamble or if you can't gamble on players. Are you a set it and forget it kind of drafter? You want to stick to your guys, stick to your guns? Or are you a waiver wire worker? Do you work the waivers? I like to work the waivers and add additional waiver days to players so that my other teammates can't grab them, even if I don't have room on the bench. How do I make room on the bench? I try to make a 2-for-1 trade. I get rid of 2 guys, get 1 better guy. Now I got that extra bench slot to add and drop guys. I either end up keeping the guy if he actually pulls through, or just go ahead and drop him and now nobody can get him for a couple days. That's the kind of guy I am. So I can take, I don't like taking a chance on Victor Cruz, but I know I can drop him. Maybe an early season 2-for-1 trade. Oh my gosh, if you can do preseason 2-for-1 trades, people, oh my gosh, you can build radically awesome championship teams. Moving on to the Jets. We're going to do a double team coverage here. Jets and the Raiders. Green lights for both quarterbacks. Geno Smith, Derek Carr, they're both coming in at 19 or 19.66, you know, respectively, Jets or Raiders. So, no. Those guys are not going to be, red light, not going to be in any roster. Chris Ivory, Stephen Ridley. But if Chris Johnson goes away, Chris Ivory, isn't that what they're going to do? If that's the only thing that's easy for the team is running the ball. Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, Devin Smith. Who's heard of their tight ends, okay? I'm, you know, figuratively. Of course I know who they are, but I'm just saying. Brandon, that's 21.33 for the passing game. I can't get excited about any of those guys. I wouldn't mind, obviously if he's healthy, using the Jets' run game this season as a last resort bye week replacement. Okay. Oakland Raiders, I don't draft any of them for any of my teams. I try not to even pull them off waivers. But James Jones does call Eric Carr Baby A-Rod. Is he even going to get field time? Is Amari Cooper the answer to your fantasy problems? No! Stop! All right, moving on to the Eagles. Sam Bradford. This guy's always on IR. Oh my gosh. DeMarco Murray's over there with Ryan Matthews. The run game for the Eagles is 21.66. They're not going to do old school double team blocking like the Cowboys did for Murray. I just got a hunch. Jordan Matthews and Nelson Aguilar and Josh Huff. Okay. Even at 12.33, they are not the answer to your fantasy success. Zach Ertz, even at a 2. 2 overall for tight ends and ease of schedule is not the answer to your fantasy success. I'd rather have Heath Miller, because we're going to talk about the Steelers now. Okay, I just can't spend any more time there at the Eagles. Heath Miller, 12, where the rest of his team is in a red light situation. Roethlisberger, 29, Le'Veon Bell. Oh my gosh, his draft stock is going up fast. I actually drafted some leagues before the decision came out with the only 2-game suspension. I was a little bit nervous. Oh my God, I feel totally cool about that. I get, hopefully, you know, barring major injury, all but 2 games of production. Just, awesome. Okay, but Antonio Brown, 32 with Martavius Bryant and Marcus Wheaton. Ben Roethlisberger, like I said, 29. That's a red light for most of the team. We know Ben wants to get Heath Miller in the Hall of Fame. If it's going to be that easy, does it? Is it going to happen? We don't know, but that's why we talk about this right before the preseason, okay? So that's kind of an interesting situation. Heath Miller almost, in some leagues, maybe even undrafted, okay? Moving on to the San Diego Chargers, 22.66, okay? Phillip Rivers, yeah, that's his, yeah, going to be kind of tough. Melvin Gordon and Danny Woodhead coming in at a 12. Wide receiver core, 26.6, so that's Keenan Allen, Malcolm Floyd, and Stevie Johnson. Pretty difficult situation there. I'm just not terribly trustworthy of it. What I do like, I like the fact that Antonio Gates is being out, that you can get him late in the draft, and way later in the draft, you can get Ladarius Green. And if you match those two guys up, I mean, you're pretty much set. One or two of them, one guy or the other guy, is going to be the starter unless both of them get hurt, basically. So that's a pretty easy situation right there. 10.66 is their ranking for the season. Okay, I'm going to try to finish up these last guys in just a few minutes of our show here. So if I start zooming around a little faster, be patient there with me. All right, so I'm not terribly excited about the San Francisco 49ers. 25.33 for Colin Kaepernick, Carlos Hyde, Reggie Bush. 22.33, the wide receiver core, Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, 24. Vernon Davis, though. Okay, we got the guy from the Raiders coming over, the likes of the tight ends. You heard about this stuff, okay? A 9 ease of schedule. Vernon Davis is almost undrafted. So if you're a Niners fan, wait till late. Snag up Davis and watch the preseason. And, oh my God, maybe get to... Vernon Davis and Heath Miller for late round. If you want to go the latest rounds possible, that's a pretty good strategy. A team I'm radically excited about is the Seattle Seahawks. Oh my gosh. Now, I'm going to give you 2 separate rankings. I'm going to give you a sneak peek. One of my consensus rankings, the one from Fantasy-O-Matic, Russell Wilson, a 4 ease of schedule. Now, By the time I did the composite rankings I've done for this whole, you know, spreadsheet, it was 17. Marshawn Lynch, difficulty for the running back season there, coming in at 29. The wide receiver core, you don't really want any of these guys, but it's an 11.66. Guess who the new wide receiver is? Is actually the tight end. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Jimmy Graham and Russell Wilson playing together. I'm freaking out. There are leagues where I have Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, and Seattle defense. I'm super excited. Oh my gosh. Can we just skip the Rams? Oh my gosh, Nick Foles, 25.33. Todd Gurley, 30.33. Trey Mason, Brian Quick. And the wide receiver core coming in, Kenny Britt there, 23.33. This is all very difficult. Every time people think Jared Cook has this awesome setup and this awesome strength of schedule, people want him. He is coming in at 6 in these rankings. I'm not drafting him. Tampa Bay Bucks, moving along here. James Winston, 2. The easiest QB schedule imaginable. Doug Martin, 2.5. With Charles Sims, both late round ADP values. Okay. Oh my gosh, amazing. Okay. I don't mind. I'm not drafting James Winston, but if the running back and the passing game coming in at 3.33 with Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, and Lewis Murphy, and then the tight end game, coming at 20.66, so red light there, the whole team except for the tight end positions is in a green light at the easiest possible, craziest green light craziness. Now, even when the team kind of sucks, they're supposedly going to have this easier day at work. At the round, now, I'm not drafting Mike Evans where he's fallen. Vincent Jackson's this roller coaster guy. He's going to go up, he's going to go down, up, down, up, down. That's just how it's going to be, okay? But if Doug Martin gets his shizzo together, a few years ago, he broke the all-time fantasy running back record for most, most average, scoring or whatever. Okay, finishing up here with the Tennessee Titans, 17.66 for Marcus Mariota there, okay? Bishop Sankey and David Cobb, 4.66 ranking Kendall Wright, and the wide receiver core situation there, 12. Delanie Walker, ouch, 31 with Anthony Fasano. I'm not excited about any of the Titans, but I wouldn't mind picking up gambling on the run game in late rounds, okay? On the next show, I guess, is when we're going to talk about all the ADP. Oh, my gosh. For the last 30 days and the DraftKings 2014 recap by Ethan Haskell. Oh, my gosh, in the DraftKings.com playbook. That is a goldmine of information. If that one blog doesn't help you earn 10 times your deposit this season, ugh, this is phenomenal data. Okay, anyway, the Titans, I'm not excited. The Redskins, I can deal with this. Robert Griffin, 9. Alfred Morris, 7.66. DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon and Andre Roberts, 8. A little bit tougher on the tight end, Jordan Reed and Niles Paul. So if Robert Griffin stays healthy, and it's easier for DeSean Jackson to run the ball and pass the ball and the wide receivers to catch the ball and run in for touchdowns, that would mean that the Washington Redskins would have some offense. Holy cow. So if you guys want, I just might share my Google spreadsheet with you. Why don't you check the hyperlinks? blogtalkradio.com/MacBizzo. Check any of my preseason ranking episodes. Check the description on YouTube. Because this whole sheet is like color-coded, filtered. It makes it so easy for you. Oh my gosh, you're going to love it. And you're going to draft possibly some of the best teams in fantasy football that you've ever had. It's just totally cool. Thanks for checking out MacBizzo Radio at MacBizzo, MacBizzo on Twitter. Facebook.com/MacBizzo2. Catch you on the next show. It's actually coming right up after this break.
You have been listening to MacBizzo Radio. Like on Facebook. Follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at MacBizzo.